Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lloyd Brown. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is hit by the pitch. Meyer moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West bunts towards the mound. Hebert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer moves to third. Maynisch moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer scores. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Maynisch moves to third. West moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maynish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns bunts towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schult moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, Browns, 1. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West throws the ball into Meyer, who relays the ball to Kerr, who tags Farrell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Campbell moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Schult chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards first. Burns fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Burns. Judge goes all the way around to score. Kerr moves all the way to home. It's 3-1, Senators. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluch takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Levy covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Napclauza pinch hits for Wally Hebert. Napclauza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clauza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Brown reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Meyer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to second. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bluge moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mainisch hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 3 in the game. Judge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Judge reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Judge moves to third. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judge scores. It's 7-1, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bluge. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Bluge steals second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bluge scores. It's 8-1, Senators. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Gray's glove, towards Melillo, who fields it, throws to second, with Levy covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Bengo now catching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Meyer moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. It's 9-1, Senators. Lou Pauley now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a fly ball towards left. Gosselin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gosselin. Mainisch scores. West moves to third. It's 10-1. Senators. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. West scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-1, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard Maple pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Howard Maple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bluge moves to third. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Howard Maple now catching. Dave Harris now playing left field. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Lou Pauley. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-2, Senators. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-4, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.